Welcome to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, a lifestyle podcast for millennial women, light workers, and spiritual badasses who are waking up, ready to tap into their powers and own it like a true boss. I'm Regis Cowan, spiritual entrepreneur and life coach, and my passion is helping women like you get out of your own way and step your mindset game up. Are you a spiritual woman who's questioning her life, wanting more meaning and purpose, and you're ready to live your most amazing life? Then this is the place for you. Your time is now. Let's get to it. Are you ready to break through your blocks and get clear on how you need to show up to make money with your purpose? Enlighten is my one-on-one mini-intensive session where we will go deep to get to the root of what's holding you back from being the best version of yourself, get clear on your spiritual gifts, and create a plan of action that will get you results. For more details and to apply for a session, go to bit.ly/enlightenmenow. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Shit You Need to Know. And this week's episode is all about finding your purpose and just kind of finding your way. So I wanted to chat with you about what's been going on with me, what's been going on with the podcast, and all the crazy stuff that I have going on right now. So this past weekend, today is Sunday, I'm recording this episode, and I went to She Podcasts, which was a live event here in Atlanta, Georgia, that I went to. It was my first podcast conference, and it was amazing. I learned so much. It reignited my passion for podcasting so that I can talk to you all and to continue to give you inspiring content. So I had a really great time down here, downtown Atlanta, Georgia, going to the podcast conference. I met so many people. So shout out to everybody that I met. And I just learned so much from so many women who are in the podcast game and have been doing it for a while, and they have mastered it. So had a great time at the conference, and I'm excited to continue to bring you new content. So yeah, there are going to be a lot of things that are going to be happening here with the podcast, and I just want to thank all my listeners out there for continuing to listen to the show and to support the show. I appreciate you, and I love you, and I have so much more coming for this show. So really what this past weekend sparked in me to talk about for this week's episode is finding your purpose. The whole point and purpose of me doing this podcast is to help other women like myself find your spiritual purpose, because my belief is that every woman has a spiritual purpose, and even every man, every person has a spiritual purpose. There's a reason why you're here on this earth. You have a job to do. You have a gift. And it's up to us to figure out what that is, to really tap into it, to own it, and to live our most amazing life while we're living out our purpose. So going to this podcast event just reminded me why I started podcasting in the first place. It reignited my passion of helping women to tap into their purposes, to find out what your spiritual gifts are, what you're talented at, and how you can show up in the world, and also how you can make money with your gifts. That's a big thing for me. So that's the whole reason of why I started this podcast. That was one of the things that came up when I was at the podcast conference. We talked about, why did you start this podcast in the first place? What is your purpose? Why are you doing this? What is your message? What are your core values? And so doing this podcast has just reminded me to share with you why I'm doing this in the first place, as I just stated. And some of the core values that I have is that I want you to live your purpose fully without shame. I want you to live it full out. And my biggest thing is I want you to be able to make money at it as well. Because we have so many jobs that we do. We have so many skills that we're good at. I mean, there's a million jobs that I could be doing that I'm good at. But do I like it? Does it light me up? No. Can I make money at it? Yes. Is it sustainable? Probably not. And the reason I say that a lot of jobs are not sustainable is because if they don't bring you joy, if they don't bring you happiness, they're probably not going to be sustainable. You are probably going to tap out. You're going to feel burnt out. You're going to be tired. And so if it's not your purpose and your passion, then it's not sustainable. And you may be doing it to support your family or to support yourself, or you may feel like this is what you just have to do at this moment. And there are times when we will have to do that, but is it sustainable? No, it's not. And I want you to know that that's okay. It's okay to know that this is not my purpose, this is not my passion, and I need to come up with a plan to live my purpose and live my passion and do what lights me up, and that I can make money doing what lights me up. So going back to the podcast conference that I went to this past weekend, one of the biggest things was figuring out where you fit in. We talked about what is your niche, what is your thing. The biggest thing was I went to this conference, it's called She Podcast, and it's all about women podcasters. So we talked about everything women and everything podcast. But the biggest thing was, you know, as far as us women, how do we manage? How do we multitask? What makes us happy? What brings us joy? And how we can bring that into our purposes and how we're showing up for others. And so one of my life lessons and reminders was that it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to not know what the hell you're doing in this moment. If you are following your joy and following your passion, you may not know what the outcome is going to be or where you're going to end up next, but that's okay to be okay where you are now. So for some of y'all who don't know, if you go back to my very first episode that I recorded on the podcast, that was back in February 2018, I believe. So I've been doing this for about 18 months now, and I still feel like I'm a newbie podcaster. But it was so funny because at the podcast conference, I met so many women who just recently started their podcast, like 3 months ago, 4 months ago, hell, last month. And they just felt like, I don't know what I'm doing. Where am I going? Blah, blah, blah. And it was just good to relate to them and tell them that, like, look, I've been doing this for almost 2 years. And sometimes I still feel the same way. Like, what the hell am I doing? How did I get into this? My podcast name has changed. I've rebranded. I have changed some of my business models, what I want to offer, how I want to show up. And so I heard a lot of women who are just starting out say, well, how do I know what my niche is? Well, when should I start? And well, what about my audience? Should I poll my audience first? Should I figure out if they want to hear this? Or what is it that they want to hear? Are they going to listen to it? Am I wasting my time? And most of the speakers there, the biggest thing that they said was, don't worry about all that shit. Just start. And I think that's one thing that a lot of us get into. We get into the habit of trying to plan everything out, trying to know all the details before we put one foot in front of the other. And based on my own personal experience with this podcast, it was the same thing. And even in business, when you try to plan everything out, it never turns out the way you thought it was going to. And if you're trying to plan everything, you'll never start. So it's okay to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. The biggest thing is to just start. Put one foot in front of the other. Start. Whatever your dream is, whatever your passion is, just start. Take step one. Don't worry about how everything's going to pan out, because all the answers will come to you eventually, one way or another. If you start your podcast or start your business or writing a newsletter about one thing, your audience will respond to you. They'll tell you, I like this, I don't like that. You'll be able to see for yourself, this is working, this is not working, and you'll be able to make changes. But if you never start, you'll never know what you need to change, what's working or what's not working. So that was a continuation of what I've been learning when it comes to running a business, starting a podcast, showing up and serving in whatever way I'm going to show up or whatever way you're going to show up and serve. The biggest thing is to just start. Put yourself out there. Know that God, the universe, is going to guide you, that it's okay to make mistakes. We're all human. And even the people who look like they're perfect on the outside, I promise you they're not. They didn't have all this shit figured out from the beginning. They just put one foot in front of the other and things just kind of unfolded how they need to unfold. And the biggest thing with those quote unquote people who we think are successful is they've been doing whatever they've been doing for 10, 15, 20 years. So it looks all good and great on the outside. Like they're the professional and they're top notch and they've been doing the damn thing. When in actuality, they've been doing this shit for like 10, 15 years. So yeah, at this point, they should look like they know what the hell they're doing. They should look like professionals. But if you go back to some of those first podcast episodes or some of those first websites that they had, good Lord, look back at some of that shit and you will just be like, oh my God, is that the same person? But the biggest thing is that they started. They weren't afraid to put themselves out there. It's okay to make mistakes. The whole point of starting something is so that you can refine it later. You know, the journey of life or business or whatever you're trying to accomplish is that it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. And I heard this so many times at the podcast conference about podcasting in general, that it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. Most podcasts don't blow up or reach so many downloads until they've probably been on air for sometimes 5-10 years before people really figure out who they are. And then we go back, of course, I do it too. It's just like Netflix. You go back and binge listen to all the damn episodes or you watch all the episodes when clearly they've been doing this for like 10 years. And then when you find them, they're this huge celebrity or person who's been doing it for a while. But my point is to say that whatever your dream is, whatever your passion is, to just start and continue to move forward. Don't let the little hiccups keep you from living your dream or doing what it is you want to do. So that's my little rant on making mistakes and getting back up. What I also learned from the podcast conference, and also just another reminder, is that one step leads to another. So one door may open for you, and you may think, I don't know if this is where I'm going to end up or this is what I want to do. But whatever door opens up for you at that moment and that time, take that opportunity and take it to the max. If you're networking with people, if you've been given an opportunity, then run with that because that's the open door right now. And you never know what that's going to lead you to as far as the next thing on your journey. It may lead you to another person who you can network with. It may lead you to other opportunities, other jobs. And sometimes, you know, for us, we get caught up in not being able to see the big picture, which unfortunately we're not here or meant to see the big picture, which I know because sometimes that gets the best of me. Sometimes I want to know every damn thing that's going on. I want to know what does God, what does the universe have planned out for me so I can know what steps to take. But that's not how it works, okay? You have to live off your faith. So if one door opens for you, run with that. Take that opportunity. Be open-minded. Don't close off. Don't say, well, this is not what I want to damn do. If the door is opening for you, just kind of see where it leads. Take a chance. And if you decide later on that, this isn't for me. I don't think I want to go down this road. Then at least you have taken that opportunity to figure it out and to know now what I do want and what I don't want. So that's what those open doors are for. And when that door closes, another one will definitely open. So last week's episode was my interview with Shamika Samuels. She's a fashion boutique owner. She's been in business for over 10 years. She went to school and majored in business and marketing. So she knows all about the technical side of what it takes to run a business. But it wasn't until she got into business for herself where she realized that when one door opens, another one will close, and then another one will open for you. And that's just how things work. Whether you think it's going to work that way or not for you, that's just how it happens. When one door closes, another one will definitely open. And sometimes when that door closes, we think, well, damn, when is the next one going to open? Sometimes it comes quickly. Sometimes it takes a lot longer than we expect. But the thing is to continue with your craft, continue pressing on, knowing that this too shall pass. So that was one of the things. If you didn't listen to that episode, go back to episode 32 and listen to Shamika Samuels as she talks about her journey through business, her ups and downs. We talk about the entrepreneur roller coaster. If you haven't read that book, there's a book called The Entrepreneur Roller Coaster. I forget the name of the guy who it's by, but Google that, read it, and it just talks about how you are going to continually go through these changes, and sometimes you're not going to know what the hell is going on, but you have to keep your faith, and you have to keep pushing, and you have to keep going. If you have a dream, if you have a passion, something that you're pursuing, just know that you are not the only one. Everyone who is either in a job, in a career, or owning their own business, there are going to be challenges and there are going to be ups and downs. But the only thing that you need to worry about and rely on is your faith. You need to keep doing what you're doing. If you're passionate about it and you feel like it's your purpose, then you need to press on and continue to do that. So I also wanted to talk about how one door opens and another door closes when it comes to relationships. Because not only have I learned these life lessons when it comes to business, I've also learned this when it comes to my relationships. And so I was listening to an episode that I recorded previously. It's two episodes ago, episode 31, when I was talking with Dion Garcia. And we talked about her relationships and my past relationships. And I remember the episode back in February that I had, and I talked about how I was telling her that I kept pulling a tarot card and I kept pulling the Lover's card. And this was back in February, y'all. So if you don't know, now I'm in a serious relationship. I feel like I found the person that I'm meant to be with. We have so much fun. We laugh, we joke, we act silly, we talk shit. And you know, this person somewhat came out of nowhere, even though I kept getting signs, which is good because that made me continue to be open-minded. But I just remember talking to her in episode 31 about soulmates and, you know, when they come into your life and they come for a reason and a purpose and a time and all that good stuff. So it just reminded me that all the relationships that you go through, and I like to use the analogy that I kissed a lot of frogs to find my prince. I did. So if you're out there single, or if you're dating and you're trying to figure out where is my life partner, where's the person who compliments me, don't worry. Just stay on your journey. Keep pressing on. I know it's hard. I know it's tough because I've been there. Sometimes you have to take a break, take some time for yourself, do some self-care. You know, the biggest thing is you don't want to be closed-minded or closed off to new opportunities, because you never know where the universe or God is going to bring you your next person or your next opportunity. So it just reminded me, listening to that last episode, I kept pulling the Lover's card, which is a tarot card that shows a man and a woman, and it shows them holding hands, and it's basically them being connected through the divine. So I kept pulling this card and I kept wondering, like, well, is somebody coming into my life? What does this really mean? And when are they coming? And so that was back in February. And so I met my boyfriend now in May. And it was just like instant chemistry, instant everything. We get along well. We have the same values. You know, don't get me wrong. He's not perfect. I'm not perfect. We do have things that we do disagree on. But I felt like all the relationships that I had been through in the past was preparing me for this person, or preparing me for the person that I'm meant to be with. So even though I was going through trials and tribulations and challenges and bullshit with other people, you know, it may have been negative things that came along with that, but you have to look at it in an optimistic view. I look at it as it was preparing me. The things that I went through in my past relationships got me ready for where I am now. They prepared me to be in the relationship that I am now. Now I know how to handle certain situations. When certain things come up, or if I don't agree with certain things that my partner is doing, or if they have an attitude, or if there are things that I want them to do and they're not doing it, I know how to deal with that now. And it also teaches you what you don't want. You may think that you have this person in mind that has all these characteristics and how you want them to look and how you want them to act. And then when you get it, you realize, damn, this is not what I wanted, or this is not what I thought it was. And so sometimes when you ask for certain things, you get exactly what you ask for, because God is going to teach you how to be more specific, how to ask for what it is you really want, and also to see that what you thought you wanted, you may not want. And what you thought was good for you may not be good for you. So I say that to say that don't take your life experiences or your relationships for granted. If something didn't go the way you thought it was going to go, or it didn't turn out the way you thought it was going to turn out, don't take that as, oh, I'm never going to find the person I'm never meant to be with. All men out here are dogs, or women, or people in general. Just take it as a learning experience. Take it as, okay, you know what? I was with this person. They did this to me, or it wasn't what I thought it was. So now I'm a lot clearer on what it is I want and what it is I don't want, what it is I want to attract and what it is I want to manifest, what I can and can't deal with. Okay. So that's what my past relationships taught me. And that just links me back to business, your passion, your purpose, that whatever position you are in right now, whatever job you're in, whatever career you're in, that it's okay to be in that space right now, because ultimately this is something that's leading you to your next purpose, to your next passion, to your next open door. And it is going to prepare you for what it is you really want and for what it is you really need. One of the podcast conferences I went to talked about being on a spiritual journey when it comes to podcasting. And the lady that presented, she's a nun. And she talked about how her becoming a nun came out of nowhere. She wasn't expecting to be a Catholic nun, because there are a lot of things with Catholicism that she didn't agree with. And when she told her family that she was going to be a nun, now this lady's like 60, 70 years old now, y'all, but she was cool as hell. That when she became a nun, that her family just kind of looked at her like she was crazy and they thought she was joking. But she felt like this is what she had been led to do. Like, this is where I need to go with my career and with my life. And so she talked about podcasting as a spiritual journey, and how her getting to this point now where she is, everything that she had done in the past led her to where she is now. And she talked about how funny it is that God plans all this stuff out, gives us all these skills to prepare us to where we need to be next. I can't remember exactly, but I think she was a teacher in the past, and all her previous jobs and experiences helped her to get to where she is now when it comes to her business and her podcast and her life. So don't discredit your previous experiences. Know that you had them for a reason, and know that they are going to lead you and assist you to what your purpose is next. And I think our purposes continue to change. They continue to evolve as we grow and change. And so to kind of just be in flow with that. If you're in a job or in a career that you don't like right now, I can speak on behalf of myself. Most of you all know, if you've heard my story, that I'm a full-time x-ray tech. I still am. I am looking forward to not working in x-ray or in healthcare, because I love working for myself. I love podcasting. I love working with clients. I've always seen myself as an entrepreneur, so I know I want to run my own business. But at this moment in time, this is what supports me. This is what pays my bills. This is what helps me continue to run my business. And a lot of things that I have learned from healthcare apply to my everyday life. They apply to me being able to talk to other people, to network with people, to coach clients. So yes, I have been able to use my past or my current career to aid me in my new purpose, where I am going now, where my next open door is. So even though some days I feel like shit and I don't want to go to my damn job, guess what? I tell myself that everything happens for a reason. I'm in this place right now for a reason, and that this is leading me to my next open door. So just know that wherever you are in life right now, it's okay. You have a plan. If you don't have a plan, get a plan. or figure out what it is you want to do. What do you desire? What do you want your life to look like? And start to focus on that. Write it out. Say it out loud. Set those intentions. If you haven't looked at or listened to my episode that talks about manifesting, I don't remember what episode it was. Go back and listen to the Manifesting 101 episode when it talks about setting your intentions and your desires so that you can figure out what it is you want, what do you want to create, what do you want to attract into your life, and so that God, aka the universe, can open those doors for you and lead you to the next step. So, let's see. What else do I want to focus on for this week? Oh, my biggest thing is, I want you to be confident no matter what. No matter where you are, whatever situation you're in, I want you to have faith and be confident and know that that next open door is coming for you. And so going back to the podcast conference, because this was my big experience this weekend, I had a lot of enlightening moments that talking to all these women who were either podcast vets or they were just now starting a podcast, it just reminded me that we need to be confident no matter what. Wherever you are, if you're the trash woman, if you're a cleaner, if you're a CEO and you don't like where you work, or if you run a business and it's not aligned with your values, wherever you are right now, I want you to own that. And I want you to be confident no matter what, no matter where you are, no matter the size of your paycheck, be confident where you are now. Know that anything can change at any given time and that you don't have to be stuck in anything for any amount of time period. And if you feel like you're stuck, then maybe it's time to start mapping out what changes you want to bring into your life, what new experiences you want to bring into your life. Set a plan so that you can start doing that. So that brings me to also, I have a one-on-one program that I have started back up. It's a mini intensive program. And what a mini intensive is, it's like an extended coaching session. So the coaching session is for about 2 hours. I more so like to talk to people who feel like they're stuck. They don't know where to go next, what their passion is, what their purpose is. If you feel like you just need some clarity on your next steps, what you should do and how you should go about it, or if you have some mindset blocks that may be holding you back, because if you feel stuck, I promise you, you probably have some mindset blocks, whether it's money, confidence, relationships, career. If you're not confident in your skills, there's something there that's making you feel stuck, which is more than likely a mindset block. So we'll talk about all of that in the one-on-one session. Again, it's bit.ly/enlighten me now. And I'll also put the link in the show notes. So if you're feeling like you're stuck, you don't know where to go next, you know you want something more for your life, and you're on this spiritual journey, you want to know what your spiritual purpose is, how you need to show up in the world, then this is the program for you. One-on-one coaching session with me, 2 hours, and we'll get to the bottom of all of that, create you a plan, and get you going on your way. So I don't have much else for you all today. That's this week's episode. Remember that finding your purpose is a process, that you may be living your purpose right now, even though you don't feel like it, because it is my belief that we are exactly where we need to be, even if we don't feel like it. And if we don't feel like it, then that's our nudge to figure out what the next move is. What do I need to plan next? And know that it's okay to make mistakes, to be confident where you are in life right now, no matter what, and that everything is a lesson to be learned. So if you have any questions or comments or things that you want to address or talk about on the podcast, then let me know. You can submit your questions. I'll leave the link in the show notes. And I'm also doing a weekly giveaway. I don't know how many weeks straight I'm going to do this, but starting with this week, this episode, I am going to be doing a giveaway to anyone who leaves a 5-star review on iTunes for the podcast. So go on iTunes, leave me a 5-star review. Once you leave your review, screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Spiritual Shit Podcast, and you will be entered to win the free weekly gift. So in order to see what the weekly gift is, go onto my Instagram at Spiritual Shit Podcast, and you'll see what the gift is for this week. And I'm going to be doing this weekly for who knows how long. So if you like getting free stuff, go to iTunes, leave me a review, and screenshot it, tag me, and you'll be entered. And I'll announce the winner on the following week's episode. So that concludes everything I have for this week's episode. Don't forget to continue to stay on your spiritual shit, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye. Thanks for listening to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave me a 5-star review. Don't forget to sign up for your free Millennial Life Crisis Guide at bit.ly/free-crisis-guide. And don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram for more spiritual inspo at Spiritual Shit Podcast.